This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Last Friday was the beginning of Ramadan, and I took the opportunity to explain why we sometimes see radical Muslim violence during this time. The examples I used were from other countries, but there have been disturbing evidence that some radical Muslims in this country would also want to engage in terrorist acts. Let's begin with the obvious statement that the vast majority of Muslims in the U.S. are peaceful and make great neighbors. But is there a potentially violent minority in this country that should concern us? The Pew Research Center asked Muslims in this country under what circumstances suicide bombings and other forms of violence against civilians is justified to defend Islam. They found that 86% say that such behavior is rarely or never justified. But what about the rest? Well, 7% of Muslims in America told Pew that violence against civilians is sometimes justified, and 1% even went so far to say the violence is often justified. There are more than 3 million Muslims in the U.S. 1% equals 30,000 potentially violent Muslims. That doesn't mean that most of these Muslims would actually commit such an act, but it does, I think, highlight the fallacy of merely saying that most Muslims are peaceful. And it also is important to remember that this is actually how Muslims are self-identifying to the Pew researchers. That suggests to me that the percentages might be even higher, since many Muslims might be reticent to admit their belief about violence to a stranger who calls them on the phone. We should obviously be grateful that a majority of Muslims in this country are not violent, but that should not blind us to the reality that thousands of Muslims believe that violence could be justified against their fellow Americans. I'm Kirby Anderson. And that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.